What's the deal, pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Hug it low down.
Silver Will.
Hello, Huggles.
And J. Anthony Brand.
What up, Huggy?
He even got Uncle Charlie in the building.
In the cake.
Good morning, morning show.
Yeah.
I would ask you, how was you guys' weekend, but I really don't want to know, because Sybil and Jay and Charlie, it seems as though whatever you want to know about what a person did or wherever they about to go, you find out on Twitter. Now, I'm not a Twitter 5-0 type of mofo, but somebody we know sent out a little message on Saturday that was supposed to be top tweakrit. Mm-hmm. The culprit Tom Joyner at PJMS Show tweeted, "I'm on my way to party with at FLOTUS Michelle Obama as I type this." Tom, how the habanero hell you come to my hometown and attend the First Lady's 50th birthday party and didn't call me? Huh? I'm a hop, skip, jump, a couple of lights, a right, and a circle away from the White House. And I still didn't get a call. Super day, Uncle Charlie, I went on a hashtag rant like I was Tamar Braxton. I was like, hashtag Tom in D.C. and didn't call me. Hashtag wait for it. Hashtag with friends like this. Hashtag say it ain't so. Hashtag all dressed up and nowhere to go. Hashtag where they do that at. Hashtag ain't this a mother. Hashtag snub like the butler at the Oscar. Well, despite me feeling like you treated me like a step break baby.
Wow.
Did you have a good time at the star-studded shindig?
Wonderful time. Yes.
I heard Beyonce was there. John Legend, yeah. Letticy, yeah. James Till, and Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Bill didn't try to take a private side tour, did he?
No.
Take a little stroll back down memory lane.
No, stop.
Hey, how about the championship games this week? The Patriots and the Broncos, Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, that rivalry was so nostalgic. It was like Sugar Ray and Hagler, John McEnroe and Bjorn Borg, Kanye West and the paparazzi. Boy. But the Broncos pulled it off, y'all. And speaking of Paul pulled it off, I hate to sound so shallow, MLK Day, but Pam Oliver's hair. Simple, in the words of Dr. King, weave at last, weave at last.
Huggy.
Thank God Almighty changed that weave at last. It's out of control, Sybil. She needs to put on a Romo jersey and throw it away. Dennis Rodman needs to take it to North Korea and have Kim Jong-un's uncle's hairstylist put the finishing touches on it. That weed's been compromised, Sybil. But it must be nice to be in Denver, because whether the Broncos win or lose, they still going to celebrate. If they win, they going to smoke. If they lose, they going to still smoke. That's called a win-win. And congratulations to the Seahawks on joining the Broncos to the Super Bowl. That's going to be a flying high game. The crash to Dennis Rodman, he checked himself in a rehab, y'all. Now, I don't know if it's an alcohol rehab or a Kim Jong-un rehab. Hey, maybe we can get that Seattle Seahawks guy, Richard Sherman, to say something to Pam Oliver. You know he would say something, too. He was more like Richard Sherman Hemsley up in that room, wasn't he? Did y'all hear Madonna drop the N-word?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Put a picture of her son on an Instagram box and said, "No one messes with the dirty soap." Mama said, "Knock you out." Hashtag this N-word. She said it was like the two N's in her name, Sybil. And she going to get these N's on Friday. You better believe that.